and then Tibling. Let's first take the apologies, if there are any apologies that needs to be noted. Okay, we're getting from the Secretariat, Honorable Self and Honorable Dukeman. And no further indications? All right, then we're tabling the agenda with two items. Have the members received the agenda?
No negative
indications. I guess you are seeing the program. We therefore propose for the adoption of that of the agenda.
Any movers? Yeah, there is adoption from DA.
All right. Who from DA?
Lord Prof, and then Climby from ANC.
Honourable Climby. All right. Noted as thus, the agenda is accordingly adopted.
Okay. Thanks, Chairperson. Comrades, I'm hoping we're not going to be long. If I could just give an executive summary on the program. Honourable members would recall that we had adopted a program at our first meeting that was scheduled to start at the end of May. We were then notified that it was not possible to start at the end of May because we had to afford the NCOP component an opportunity to conclude with the budget approvers. So the first point that we are suggesting, or we're putting to the House, is that instead of starting at the end of May, honourable members, that we start on the 26th of June so that the NCOP afford an opportunity to conclude. The second was that you'd recall we had indicated that we'll do 3 days per province, and we had afforded you an opportunity to interact directly with the committee. After the interactions, we are proposing that we do 4 days in the following provinces: KZN, Eastern Cape, Limpopo, Northern Cape, and the Western Cape. We do 4 days or 4 events. And then in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Free State, and Northwest, we do 3 days. Instead of 3 days as a one-size-fits-all, it's 4 days and 3 days, and you'd recall, or you'd notice that the rural areas are the 4 days in line with suggestions made by honorable members. We did indicate at that meeting and agreed as a committee that at least one of those 3 or 4 days must be a weekend day, and we've tried to incorporate that in the program. And in light of the fact, honorable members, that we now have to move our going to the provinces from the end of May to the end of June, I'm putting it to the committee for your consideration and approval that we ask for an extension from the House that we report back 2 weeks later instead of the 30th of August, that we report back on the 12th of September. That's the best we could do considering the 3 days and the 4 days. So that's a decision that honorable members must take. If I could move then from the high level to the more detailed, honorable members, we're meeting today to adopt the program. We are suggesting that we meet on the 24th of May with key stakeholders, which would include churches, 25th, I beg your pardon. All right. The 25th, I apologize. for a colloquium of sorts with academics, researchers, and government departments in the morning. Break for lunch. After lunch, we then meet with SAGA, traditional leaders, church leaders, and so on. It's really, honorable members, just to orientate ourselves with the thinking out there. That will be the 25th, I beg your pardon. I'm not sure why I said the 24th, but it's the 25th. I apologize, honorable members. Then, honorable members, we are suggesting that from the 1st to the 7th of July, we spend time considering the written submissions that we would have received. And we'll get back to the written submissions.
Chair, sorry, you keep on misquoting the dates or the months. That's June, it's not July. But please.
I'm so sorry, sir.
But, you know, when we listen, then the media are all noting down. Thank you, Chair.
Let me start again. I'm so sorry, Honorable Swart. 1st to the 7th of June. You have the programs in front of you. We are going to consider the written submissions. We will then, honorable members, finalize, when I say finalize, Parliament, that's fine. On the 14th of June, we will sit to finalize who, in terms of the written submissions, should come for oral submissions. A week later, we are suggesting that we have a briefing from our support staff, that is security, publicity, and those type of people, in terms of what we're going to do when we actually go into the provinces, security, logistics, and so on. Then we are proposing that for 6 weeks, from the 27th of June to the 6th of August, we split into two groups and we do inland one group and coastal the other group. I just want to indicate that during those 6 weeks, we have allowed a week break. During that week, the support staff will continue looking at the written submissions. There won't be any face-to-face hearings, but there would be written submissions processing that written staff would do. When we return, honorable members, from the 7th to the 17th of August, we are suggesting that we deal with the oral submission hearings. That's 8 days, that excludes Mondays. And that is a thumbs-up because we are not sure at this point how many submissions we'd receive. But that's the best we can do. We'll obviously have to change when we get the final figure. That the next week would be used for the drafting of the report to Parliament. From the 4th to the 7th of September, that we deliberate as this committee on our report, and that on the 11th of September the report is adopted for ATC. So, just to reiterate, honourable members, all that has changed is the date that we go out. As opposed to the 30, as opposed to the end of May, it's now in June to in end of June, so that the NCOP are able to finish their work. Then, the other consideration, honourable members, that we would need to take is that you'd recall that we had sent out an advert that was going to... Is that item two? Okay, I won't deal with item two then, Chair. So that, then, Chair, is the proposal for the program. Thanks, Chair.
Right, honourable members, have engagement. We will take hands.
Carter.
Honourable Carter.
Swartz.
Honourable Swartz. Honourable Mutha Supreme.
And Matapo and
Honorable Mutapo.
Honorable
Shivambu.
And Honorable Shivambu. In that order.
Thank you. Just in principle, I don't have an objection to the actual program, but I think we also have to be realistic. If we currently look, and if we look at other public opinions that we've called for, you would find that you usually get the most inputs, and I saw that with the Civil Unions Act, that most of it came through in the last 2-3 days. So the concern is currently, if we're standing on 140,000 submissions, it is definitely we are going to sit with, I believe we're going to have an excess of about 500,000 submissions. The question that I really want to ask the committee, is are we going to deal with that in a 7-day period? Because if we're going to say from the 1st to the 7th of June, we're going to select which written submissions we're going to use for oral representation. How are we going to deal with it if we are sitting with a situation where you receive 500,000 submissions? And it's possible, because we're already standing on 140,000. That's my only concern. I'll leave the rest. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I also don't have any principal objections to the draft program. Just on the 25th of May, I welcome that colloquium. But just bear in mind, there is an appropriation bill, if I understand it, a sitting of Parliament morning, unless it's moved, and it's passing the appropriation, the budget vote, which will need significant attendance. But I want to welcome that, because you'll remember last time I said we needed an induction, and we weren't able to go to the one in Joburg. So I think that needs to be prioritized, that 25th. So thank you for that. Then I just noticed that there is also a document that the written submissions may be extended, and we're obviously going to discuss that to the 30th of June. How will that impact the selection of written submissions for oral submission hearings, which will have to be deliberated on to the 1st to the 7th of June, if you're then going to extend that to the end of June? So I do appreciate that you're under severe time constraints. So the answer is obviously that one will consider some of those written submissions, and the President himself indicated the other day in Parliament 140,000 submissions already. He's indicated expecting 500,000 submissions. So it might be that one is then looking at the written submissions up to that point, but then can one, in all fairness, exclude the ones that come in the period up to the 30th of June, because they might also want to make oral submissions. Then the last point is, when we are going out to the provinces, will it be on the basis of people that have made submissions, or will it just be people are invited to come to a meeting and make oral submissions? How are you going to manage that process of the actual public hearings? Maybe that's something we need to give thought of, the management of the public hearings themselves. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thanks, Chair. I am also not opposed in principle to the program as presented. However, Chair, I may have missed the explanation as to why, with regard to the Northwest. Northwest, you know, is demarcated into four regions. Your Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, your Dr. Ruth Sukumuti Mumpati, your Bojanala, and as it is here, I see three regions reflected in terms of the public hearing, and Dr. Kenneth Kaunda is omitted. I'm not sure as to what was the motivation or the understanding. As I said, I may have missed other briefings as to why there was an omission to that effect. Thank you.
Let me start by appreciating the draft program. It's a job well done. I've got a slight concern, Chairperson, when coming to... I heard you making mention of charges. I think it would be better if you just say faith-based organization, also to cover for traditional healers, sangomas, and so forth. because we can't be seen to be aligned to a particular Christian, to a particular religion. And as to, I'm also happy because the submissions we made last time, especially in relation to public hearings in Limpopo and other provinces, the Mopani issue has been addressed and other related issues. Thank you so much.
Honorable Shivamba.
No, thanks, Chair. I think the first issue that we maybe have to clarify about the regional visits is that we are not going to visit all the regions.
Mm-hmm.
So if we covered three out of the four in the Northwest, it's adequate. Like in KwaZulu-Natal, about 11 regions. We're not going to visit all of them. We have chosen certain regions that we're going to visit. And the program, as proposed, it's adequately consultative. I don't think that we should be bogged down. Also, I think these letters of the Helen Suzman Foundations and outer, they are opportunistic in the manner in which they are being drafted. They are meant to clog the process. It's not about public consultation. 45 days is adequate. We can extend it additional 30 days for written submissions, but 45 days for a submission on a clause is adequate, and I don't think we must feel guilty about that process. I don't think that there is anything that is outside of the law that we are doing in terms of that. The issue that perhaps we might deal with differently, Chair, is the selection of submissions that we would want perhaps to elevate into oral submissions. It must be done immediately. As we receive them, we do not need to set aside a date, because it's not us as the committee that is going to say out of 100,000, if there is such, actually the confirmation is the 340,000 submission. So the those who are receiving, the back office here of this committee might be able to isolate that this deserves an oral submission, and then we will then be able to deal with it. But some of the issues, it's repetitions of the same thing. So we don't need to take all of them. So if you are always objecting, we just note that there are those who are objecting, there are those who are agreeing in terms of the model. So as the submissions arrive, we must be able to sift them and then choose the ones that we would want to elevate to a process that we're engaged in. But we shouldn't be bullied by pressure groups who clearly from the beginning have got an agenda to clog the process in terms of what we seek to achieve. Ultimately, we must go back to Parliament to report on this important question in an appropriate way. And of course, we'll take into consideration what the communities are going to say we should do as Parliament. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach,
thank you. Thank you very much, Chair. If I could start with the last one, Honorable Shavambo, we agree that we're going to have to process these things as we go along. We can indicate that we've asked the House Chair to give us more capacity to deal with whatever you're dealing with. Just to indicate to committee members, of all the submissions that we have, so that you get a sense, there are 64,000 from this WhatsApp advert. So clearly those are all the same things. Yeah, 64,000 come from a WhatsApp group that is trying to clog the system. So we agree with you, Comrade Shivambu. 1,100 from AfriForum. And they are really 1,100 from AfriForum. And there's what I would call other. We haven't served to them, and we will do what Honorable Shivambu is saying. The other in the region of about 30,000-40,000. I'm saying as we speak now. Which I would call the genuine ones. So we will do that and deal with them accordingly. But you'd recall, Honourable Members, that it's ongoing. I can also indicate to you that we have asked the IT system or the IT department to assist us create another inbox so that our inbox is not flooded and sabotaged. So we're working on dealing with that. I thought, let me deal with that one first. And then deal with the others. Honorable Carter, unfortunately, if there are 500, we have to deal with 500.
Yeah.
there's nothing we can do about it. If there's a million, we must deal with a million.
Yeah.
And I think Honorable Shivambu is correct. We must just deal with them in a sober manner, but we can't change it. In terms of the date of appropriation, we take note of that. When we were doing this, Honorable Swartz, we didn't do that, but clearly, if the appropriation is on the 25th, the principle is that we will have this colloquium, we'll find an appropriate date and come back to you. The extension, well, let's have that discussion. We Honorable Shivambu feels differently. We'd ask legal to give us an opinion. We will ask the legal to tell us what their opinion is. We don't have a position. We just thought we'd come to you with what has been requested by South Africans, Helen Suzman Foundation and Advocate Paul Hoffman and others. But it's our decision, so we can have that discussion. In terms of the actual hearings, again, it's not our decision. My view, Honorable Members, is that it's an open invitation to whoever wants to come. Regardless if you wrote in or you didn't write in, we're going to South Africans. They must come, and we must make sure that the hall or the venue is sufficient for the numbers. I don't think that we should be sifting who should and who shouldn't come. In terms of the Northwest, we really tried, Honorable Members. I mean, there was no magic about who's four and who's five. We just tried to cover as many as possible and to ensure that we are not found foul if anybody wants to take us to the Constitutional Court from a process point of view. There are other provinces, as Honorable Members are saying, that are more than four, but we've had to just cater for four. So we are appealing that this program is accepted. And then, yes, of course, when we said churches, we should have said faith-based organizations. We would do faith-based organizations. And then, of course, Chair, I think what we just need to discuss now is whether we grant the extension or not. Everything else, there seems to be agreement. Over to you, Chair.
Right, members, just your views around this extension to the 30th of June on oral submissions. Honorable Swartz?
Will it prejudice anyone, Chair, in my 19 years of being here? One allows hearings, one allows submissions to even when you're dealing with bills. So I don't see any prejudice that it can cause for an extension. If it has been requested by certain people, it's for us to consider, and I see no reason why this is a substantive matter. And yes, one could argue that sufficient time has been given, but we've got two letters before us that have requested an extension that represent various organizations, and I would support the extension, Chair. Thank you. It doesn't delay our process in any way.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think once we allow these extensions, then we'll be opening a can of worms. I think we need to move forward. We don't think we can allow the extension anymore now with the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to colleagues. My worry, Chair, is why we might not know the validity and authenticity of the request, how genuine the request is. As Honorable Floyd have said, that to must guard against being diverted from what we intend to do, the genuine cause that we are engaging in. I'm of the view, Chair, that we have allowed enough time. And these are organized structures or organizations. They should have just submitted on time. We are not dealing with the ordinary lay persons. These are people who know the job. They know what is required of them. I do not really understand what makes them to wait up until this time when we have to move and come and say we request for the extension. I share the same sentiment with Honorable Kendi, that we might be really diverted if we start now to say we consider these requests, in as much as it might not give us that harm, but we are creating something that we might not be able to stand, Chairperson. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, listen, I think just the most important thing is this is not about organizations, it's about public comments, firstly. So any layman in the street can give his comment on this. And his comment is just as valid as the comment of any organization or NGO or company. As I look at the legal opinion, which says very clearly here it's confidential, okay, I just think that maybe before we even get into further discussion, let us get the legal opinion. What is the legal opinion saying? Because if I read the last part of the paragraph on the legal opinion, it actually gives an answer. So maybe let's, before we go into further deliberations, whether we think we should or we shouldn't, let's just get the legal opinion and take it from there. Thank you.
Look, Chair, the fact of the matter, as you have summarized now, is that right-wing opportunism that is trying to take advantage of the public submission process. If you have...
Sorry, Chair, I object to that. I'd like to raise a point of order. I think that is unwarranted. Every submission, if we start off on this track, it is not going to be helpful.
But that is a point of disagreement.
I'm raising a point of order, Chair.
That's a point of
The point of order is that we are already being disparate to certain submissions that have been made, and that they've been referred to as rightful. And I think every person has the entitlement to make their submission and not to be labeled right-wing or otherwise. And I think, Chair, we need to start off by considering everyone equally and fairly, Chair. Thank you.
Just to say that, we'll speak on the front. You see, Honourable Swartz, the difficulty is that, I mean, we can't choose words for members. It's a debate. You will make an opinion at that. So it's not a procedural order, so to speak, really. Honourable Floyd?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. The fact of the matter is that there is right-wing opportunism that is trying to clog this process by soliciting unnecessary and unwarranted submissions, even inconsistent with what Parliament seeks to achieve. Some of them are in America now trying to lobby against this process itself. AfriForum is in America, is all over the world in Europe, trying to lobby for colonial invasion against a parliamentary process. Because Parliament says that they must investigate this issue already, they're on the lobby, and then in parallel to that, they then try to clog the system by trying to make, and we cannot keep quiet and fold our arms as public representatives. We must expose the right-wing opportunism as it's happening now. And why not force, we are going to be told that this is an objective process, we must treat everyone equally, when people are lobbying against the sovereignty of Parliament, are lobbying against the sovereignty of South Africa to properly legislate and take policy decisions that are going to retain our land to the rightful owners. So I think we must be aware of such opportunism, and we must deal with it decisively through a democratic process that is all-inclusive. Chair, to be on the safe side of the process is that let's allow written submissions to come. Let them bring it on. We'll process all of them. Even if there's a due date of 30 May or 30 June, if you feel like you can send an email or a discussion to the committee and then continue to make submissions, but ultimately we must process this within the time frame that we've agreed upon in terms of the committee engagements and the time period within which we're going to table the report to Parliament. Let members of the community make submissions. Let us create discussion platforms and everywhere else where people will comment and everything else there. We can make a clarion call as well to people that let us make submissions, let us send WhatsApp messages. It will be 12 million, it will be whatever millions. Because many people can send 1,000 WhatsApp messages each. It doesn't help, but let the people of South Africa participate in the process. But we've got a time program which in principle all of us agree upon here. We must work within that, and when the time to table a report to Parliament, we must table it, and then we adopt what will be a majority view, and then we will close on it.
The two last hands, which is Honourable Bumlwana and Honourable Stockt, then we will wrap up.
Honourable Chair, I respectfully request that we don't extend this. We've got a lot of them that we cannot process within that period. I think let us be fair. I don't see the problem. People who cannot submit within this period up to end of May, they can always go to the public hearing. And then I think that is enough. I don't think we should carry on, because now we've got, I don't know how many millions we have now, thousands we have. And we have to be fair to each and everyone, every submission. I don't think it is fair. I think that let's just close that. People, we tell them, unfortunately, we cannot extend it. Please go to public hearings, which are there. Thank you very much.
Honorable Stock?
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I think I was partly covered by some of the speakers that spoke before me. In terms of the program, I think we agree in principle that we must just adopt the program as is. Of course, all the minor changes that we need to do in relation to, I think it's the 25th of May that we need to look at and shift a bit forward or backwards, but that will leave to the management of the committee. But in relation to the extension of the submissions, I'm of the view that, we cannot close out to the community members who wants to make submissions. But of course, we must also guard against the fact that the issue Honorable Shivambu is raising, and I think what Honorable Quimby and other members, we must not find ourselves in a situation where we are going to allow for people now to actually clog the system, where there will be an extension that is requested now, and when we extend and say, let's extend for a certain period of time, then they will sit and wait until the last minute, and then there will be another extension again from AfriForum and from England or whatever the case might be and so forth. Because I'm trying to avoid the world that is going to make other members of this committee very much unsettled. And then point of orders will be coming. But I'm saying we need to guard against that reality. So as a committee, my proposal is that let's not find ourselves in a situation where we are going to be sent from from pillar to post. Let's proceed. The time allocated based on the program is sufficiently enough, and I think most of the members have expressed that point. So let's proceed. If there's a proposal or, a submission that is going to be done and we're proceeding, other members have made that point. It's not us that is going to sit. If we say, honorable members, there's going to be 500 submissions, we're not going to sit in a room and analyze each one of them. There's a technical committee that is going to deal with all those submissions, and then they will be grouped. We'll be able to isolate the England submissions, the Australia and all of those things, and then, of course, we'll be able to clean up the system. So I'm actually making a proposal. Let's proceed, but there's a request for submission, for an extension. So let's extend it. But it does not mean that we must extend the period or the program as it has been outlined. So let's proceed, but as they come, we'll be able to deal with some of those submissions, because we don't want to find ourselves in a situation where there will be a litigation now, because you can clearly see when you read the contents of this request for extension, it's clear that people, they want to go to court and want to hold us at ransom. So let's not allow them that space. Let's grant them the submission, but let's proceed with the work of the committee as we proceed. Thanks, sir.
Honourable members, can I wrap up this thing in terms of a proposal? Can I suggest, honourable members, trying to cater for everybody? You know, we've given South Africans 45 days to date to make submissions. Secondly, we are going to the provinces. You have a second bite to go to our public submissions, to our public engagements, to further add to whatever you haven't added. I really think that is sufficient time. But in the spirit of making sure that everybody does everything, I want to propose, honorable members, that we give an extension of 2 weeks. That will make it 60 days. And after the 15th or the 17th of June, that is the end of the submissions. Otherwise, as honorable members are saying, our own work then becomes sabotaged. So the proposal I'm putting on the table is that there's a two-week extension to round about the 15th of June, which makes it 60 days. double what we do under normal circumstances when we ask for constitutional amendments. And I think we'd be able to defend that. So if that's the agreement, we will then change accordingly, honourable members, and make it 60 days and amend the advert, the advert accordingly. Is that acceptable to honourable members? Okay, honourable. Then that is with both item 1 and item 2.
Yes.
But I had seen Swartz with his hand and Pumlan.
Then I'm covered. I just wanted to ask you, Ms. Carter asked for the legal opinion because there's a letter drafted here that refers to the 30th of June, and I wondered if that was based on the legal opinion. But I think you, if we all agree on 60 days, I think that's fair enough then, Chair. So I think I'm covered. But why was that legal opinion not attached, Chair?
This is not a legal appeal, so to speak. We've asked the legal office to make a view. It's a view. It's a guide, really. That's why we brought the matter to the committee.
I understand, Chair. Yes. I see that the legal opinion is actually the attached memorandum.
Yes.
So it's not a legal opinion.
No, not at all.
It's the draft letter that suggests the 30th of June.
Yeah, we just asked them to comment. Really.
So it was, but it doesn't. There's no legal relevance to the 30th of June as a date, as
no,
I.
No, no. Okay. And this just their suggestion.
Okay.
Nothing else. No legal about it. No legality about the 30th. All right. Honourable Pumlan, we off these two items, honourable members. Pumlan, let's hear what you want to talk about. And you have very little time because you didn't put the matter on the agenda. So this is just a mercy from my conscience. Extra time for you.
I just want to make a comment on the Eastern Cape here.
Okay.
That is, we are putting here Queenstown and Staterham that are very close to each other. And may I request that the Staterham one rather goes to King Williamstown instead of Staterham, which is more central than that one. Secondly, the public hearings in Jansenville, I would prefer it be going to Port Elizabeth, not Jansenville, because then Port Elizabeth is more nearer, central from the area there than Jansenville. As I look at it, Jansenville can always go to Port Elizabeth, as well as Human Stock can go there, as well as Graaf Reinet can also go there than the Jansenville one. Those are the two requests that I'm making. And the third one, I was asking if we can't give an extra day, but I think then I will be overruled. Because I think there is more of people there in the more days, for example, to be given to KZN and Eastern Cape than they are now. But anyway, I know you guys are going to overrule me on this one, but I respectfully make that request, and you look at it. If there can be one or more days for these two provinces.
Honourable members, I really am appealing that, you know, when we did this program, it was a program middle ground. There are 24 honourable members who had 24 different opinions. And we're not going to satisfy all opinions. And as honourable members said, you know, I will take, not me, the committee will take it to PE or to Lady Smith or wherever. Somebody else will stand up and say, but my village has not been covered. So, I'm asking honourable members, because we're not going to take a decision. We've put a program before you. I want a formal adoption or otherwise of this program. My appeal is, can we adopt the program as it is? That's my appeal, that we can adopt it. Others who feel differently. No, let's
proceed. No, it's 1 second.
No.
Can I just take a...
Honorable Koranov and then Shivambo.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. It's just on that 1st to the 7th of June. I think there's a typing error. It should be the 4th of June for that week. Otherwise, it's the Saturday, Sunday at Parliament. So I think we should just make sure that it's the first week of June and not the first weekend of June. They could just look at that and make an amendment if necessary.
Honourable Kurno, can you repeat it? On the chair saying he hasn't heard you.
What I was saying, when we look at the presentation, selection of written submissions, it says 1st to 7th of June, and that is a Friday till a Wednesday. Can we not make it that from the Tuesday or the Monday till the Friday and sit in the week time in Parliament?
No, things change. When we adopted the program, the draft program, in the meeting in Mark's building, we actually said that those that want to make specific submissions on the venues and the areas which must visit, they must speak to the committee, to the committee secretariat. That is what we said. I think let us leave that open to the co-chairs, that if a strong case is made that Amatati and Lukanji are too close to each other, can we consider different areas? So the co-chairs can make a decision between now and the time we submit to Parliament for processing, because Parliament must do the bookings of the venue and make the necessary arrangements and everything else. So we can leave it the co-chairs to make the final decision in terms of which areas do we visit. But otherwise, the program is solid. Let's go on the ground to listen to our people. The Wonderland Bag. Thank you.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Just briefly, it looks like Honorable Shibambu was actually moving for the adoption. So I just want to second him, then we close and round off the program. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Chairperson. Initially, I wanted to say we'll never satisfy everybody. We can extend, we can identify all the reasons, but nobody will be satisfied at the end of the day. But let's focus on the program. I'm supporting those who are saying let's move with the program as it is. If there are issues, they might come. There's no problem with that. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Honourable Members, for your consideration. I think Honourable Members, like everything else, we have to give you a time frame. Yeah. That by Wednesday, if there is no suggestion to amend, we are not going to amend beyond that, because it has logistics and all other implications. So by Wednesday, not only for us, Honourable Members, because we have to send this to South Africans to prepare. So we're not dealing with this thing for our own sake. Many are waiting to get the date, the venue, and so on. Beyond Wednesday, we cannot do it. So that is the decision that we are taking. We will adopt the program as it is. Just one request, Honourable Members, and maybe we will discuss it at some point. We need to, first of all, get from you the names for Group A and Group B. So if, Chair, the last time we had said that the WIPS will do that, if WIPS can give us that by Wednesday, so that we do the necessary logistics, who's in Group A and who's in Group B, and you'll read... No, I'm saying political parties must do that. Can the ANC decide who will they take and divide into Group A and Group B, the same with the EFF, the same with any other, and every other party? And let me put a rider, Honourable Members. If at the end of your input, everybody's in Group A, we're going to split you equally, because there's 17 days for the inland and about 15 days for the coastal. So if everybody goes to the coast, we'll use our discretion. In that regard. So I thought I'd say that. And then the final point, of course, Honourable Members, is that maybe we must make some time on the 25th just to agree on how we're going to approach it when we get there. My understanding is that we're facilitating. We're not going there to make our opinions as Honourable, as Parliament. We are there to facilitate. But I do think that we must just apply our mind as to exactly how we're going to operate when we go out into the field. And if I can suggest that becomes an agenda item for the 24th. Honorable Pumlan is the very last.
I just wanted to find out the number of assistants that you have. Do we have enough, or are we going to? Is it depending on? I just want to find out. So that we don't have few people and there's a lot of work. I just am interested in that. Thank you.
Honourable members, we're not going to give you the numbers because we don't, but we can say to you that there will be sufficient support staff. I don't know if there's 18 or 19, but nobody will get there and find that you are prejudiced because there's no staff. Both from security, from logistics, from scribes, there will be sufficient people for all of us, interpretation and so on.
Thank you, members. I think we've come to the end of the meeting. Thank you. The last one, just for your notice, for your noting, we are looking at getting all groups for Western Cape. So the last day that we all be working in the province. So just to note that. So we all be working here in the Western Cape, the two groups. All right. And then we thank you for making time, and thank you for making our work easy. So. Logistics on. I hope there is something to nibble. I thank you very much.